Section 68. Praise be thou, O my God. Thou seest me shut up in this prison, and art well aware that I have entered it solely for thy sake, and for the sake of the glorification of thy word and the proclamation of thy cause. I cry out to thee at this very moment, O thou who art the Lord of all worlds, beseeching thee by thine undoubted name to attract the hearts of thy servants unto the dayspring of thy most excellent titles and the dawning place of thy most resplendent signs. But for the troubles that touch me in thy path, O my God, how else could my heart rejoice in thy days? And were it not for the blood which is shed for love of thee, what else could tinge the faces of thy chosen ones before the eyes of thy creatures? I swear by thy might, the ornament that adorneth the countenance of thy dear ones is the blood which in their love for thee floweth out of their foreheads over their faces. Thou beholdest, O my God, how every bone in my body soundeth like a pipe with the music of thine inspiration, revealing the signs of thy oneness and the clear tokens of thy unity. I entreat thee, O my God, by thy name which irradiateth all things, to raise up such servants as shall incline their ears to the voice of the melodies that have ascended from the right hand of the throne of thy glory. Make them then to quaff from the hand of thy grace the wine of thy mercy, that it may assure their hearts and cause them to turn away from the left hand of idle fancies and vain imaginings to the right hand of confidence and certitude. Now that thou hast guided them unto the door of thy grace, O my Lord, cast them not away by thy bounty. And now that thou hast summoned them unto the horizon of thy cause, keep them not back from thee by thy graciousness and favour. Powerful art thou to do as thou pleasest. No God is there but thee, the omniscient, the all-informed.